Within the Geek Cave, there lives a sarcastic woman who jumped the snark years ago. With her cynicism talisman forever upon her neck, she guides you through the cinematic wasteland. It's time for the More Than Monthly Movie Review from the GRD Cinemistress, Carol the Cat.
Hello, wibbly wobbly timey wimey peoples. This is the Cinemistress, and I went to the movies, and there was much rejoicing. That's right, our local movie theaters are now open, and I was finally able to get out of the damn house and go see a movie. More about the actual screening in a few, but first, let's talk about what I actually saw. I went and saw Tenet, the new film by Christopher Nolan, and stars John David Washington, who I didn't realize was Denzel Washington's son, and Robert Pattinson. Now, Christopher Nolan rejected releasing this movie through streaming services and demanded that it be released in theaters. And I have been itching to see it for a very long time. So, was it worth getting out of the house and the wait? Let's find out. There will be very minor spoilers after the review, and I will give you fair warning. But first, your plot. Okay, stick with me here. In the far distant future, a scientist creates a device that will basically end life on Earth as we know it. Realizing what she's done, she breaks this device into 9 artifacts and sends them backwards in time, because they actually have that technology. The problem is whenever something or someone goes backwards in time, they are inverted, meaning they no longer move forward in time normally, they actually move in reverse. Those objects or people have to be reverted to actually start moving forward in time normally. Once she sends those artifacts back in time, the scientist kills herself so she won't be able to tell anyone where exactly she sent them. Now, future bad guys are working with past bad guys to locate these artifacts because both groups want to hold the power of the kill switch, as evil people do. Our protagonist, played by John David Washington, and seriously, he's just called the protagonist, is part of a secret organization called Tenet, whose job is to keep those artifacts from getting into the wrong hands. And it is up to him and his partner, Neil, played by Robert Pattinson, to stop an arms dealer from collecting all of the artifacts and creating the algorithm, which is the device that would destroy all of humanity. Did that make sense? Probably not, but this movie is a bit of a mindfuck. Now let's get into the good, the bad, and the ugly of this film. First, the good. Okay, I'm going to be up front. I loved this film. If you can get past the time element involved, this is a hell of a ride. It's Christopher Nolan, so all of the effects are just astounding. And the stunt work and fight choreography are equally amazing, particularly when you realize you have characters that are moving forward in time and other characters that are moving backward in time. So a lot of these stunts had to be done backwards by the performers. It truly is pretty amazing to watch. And the acting here is excellent. John David Washington as the protagonist is perfect. If they ever decide to cast an African American as James Bond, please talk to this man because he would be perfect in the role. Robert Pattinson is also really great as his quote-unquote new partner. If you think of Pattinson simply as a sparkly vampire, you are missing out on some amazing performances, and I highly encourage you to seek out his movies because he's really good. Also excellent is Kenneth Branagh as the bad guy here. I don't remember seeing his name in the credits, so I think this is an uncredited performance, and he is just deliciously evil. His preferred method of killing men he doesn't like is colorful, to say the least, and I'm very happy we didn't actually get to see it in the movie. And though she's not my favorite actress, Elizabeth Debicki shows up as Branagh's wife here, and I didn't dislike her at all. I actually felt very sorry for her character. So, yeah, visual effects great, acting great. It's Christopher Nolan, so the sound design is just terrific. This is a movie that should be experienced on a big screen in a movie theater with Dolby Sound. I understand why he did not want to release it on streaming. There is, however, one caution that I would put in the bad category. And that caution is you may need to watch this movie a couple of times to actually understand what the hell is going on. I truly believe that my decades of watching Doctor Who prepared me for this movie, because I didn't really have a problem following what was happening. But I know several people who saw this film and had to go see it again because they didn't quite understand what was happening when. And if you're not into the whole time travel thing, this movie's probably not going to be for you. I will probably see it again just because I enjoyed it so much and I actually want to see it again. But I would completely understand if it takes more than one viewing to actually understand everything. So, just a caution, you may need to watch it twice. I really don't have anything ugly with this film. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Final thoughts? Tenet is a hell of a fun movie. It's 2.5 hours long, but I did not feel those 2.5 hours. The last 30 minutes of this movie is just astoundingly amazing. It is a fun ride backwards and forwards in time with some really great performances to boot. I am rating Tenet a must-see, and I wish I could go back in time and watch it again for the first time. Now, to talk a little bit about the screening that I went to, a friend of a friend actually rented the movie theater to screen this movie, and I was one of the few that was invited to go. There were 17 of us in a 100-seat theater, so we were able to spread out very nicely. The movie theater we went to isn't my normal theater, and yes, their hand sanitizer was empty at the front of the theater, but they did have sanitizer in the bathrooms, and they did have wipes for the seats in each of the theaters. I did not buy popcorn, because frankly, I didn't trust it. I did buy a drink because it was self-serve, and I bought a bag of peanut M&Ms. We all wore masks, and we wore them during the film. This was just an added precaution because this is circulated air, not because we were close together. We were actually seated well beyond 6 feet apart. So other than drinking my drink and stuffing my face full of peanut M&Ms, my mask stayed on for the movie. It made me exceptionally happy to be seated in a theater watching this movie, particularly it's Christopher Nolan, so you get that Nolan noise in this film. And every time that happened, the seat shook, and I was just so blissfully happy. But this did make me realize something. Once we get to the new normal, and I don't know exactly what that new normal is going to be, I fear that movie theaters will be reserved for these big blockbuster films. And that anything small or independent is just going to be released on streaming. And that made me very sad. I love movies. And I love seeing them the way they're meant to be seen, which is on a big screen in a movie theater. Some of my best movie memories are discovering little independent films in the movie theater. And yeah, you can discover them in your living room. But there's something very special about sitting in a movie theater. But I do think the days of the art house theater or that one screen at the Cineplex being devoted to independent film is gone. And any movie theaters that are left after this is finally at a stopping point are going to be devoted to these big blockbuster films. And that makes me a little sad. That being said, I would really like to get to that point. So please, everyone, wash your hands and mask up. If I can sit my claustrophobic ass down in a movie theater for 2.5 hours and watch this film with a mask on, you can wear a mask at the grocery store. Really, it's not that hard. And now, spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers? What spoilers?
You tell me.
Spoilers.
So the only spoiler I wanted to talk about is the fact that at the end of this film, you get clues that Tenet, this super secretive government group, was actually founded by the protagonist in the future, which makes the whole wibbly wobbly timey wimey thing even more bizarre. And I do want to watch this movie again to see if I can find other clues besides the fact that Neil knows him before he knows him. It's a time travel movie. It gets weird. I also like that the motivation of Kenneth Branagh's character as to why he wants this device to destroy the world is that he's dying. And he wants to take the world with him. I used to think that was a pretty stupid motivation and who would do that. But I now actually believe there are narcissists out there who would actually feel this way. That if they're not part of the world does not deserve to go on. And with that being said, I would like to remind everyone to go out and vote. This is the Cinemistress signing off.
See you in the next one.
Obscurity is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States License. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. Find more of Carol the Cat at guardiansofthegeekery.com and purplehairedpixie.com.